Paradise Academy. Back with another video. In this video, I'm going to be talking about how to find the best dropshipping suppliers. So, with that said, first I want to talk about who not to work with. You don't want to work with people or suppliers that are big distributors, big wholesalers that sell tons of different brands. There are small distributors that sell a select few brands, and you won't be able to get direct accounts with those brands, so you have to go through the distributor. But big distributors that sell tons of brands where you can get direct accounts with those brands instead, you don't really want to work with them, because even though they may speed up the fulfillment process, it might be easier to work with them than the direct brand. Generally speaking, you're not going to get as high of a profit margin. They're usually going to take about half your profits, and you need those profits in order to pay for your marketing expenses and, of course, to make a net profit at the end of the day, so you won't be able to work with those. Additionally, don't work with any supplier that tries to charge you for access to their catalog. Those suppliers out there, like for instance, Doba, that's one of them, and some other ones that have to charge you up front for access, don't work with them, because that's exactly what they are. They're big distributors, and you're going to not get the profit margin that you need with them. Instead, you can find out who their brands are and try to get accounts directly with them. But I know a much better way to find brands that are dropship friendly that give you the best margins anyways, which I'm going to tell you in this video. The next thing is just understand that if you're going to do dropshipping, you need to do it the right way. So don't cut corners. Don't take shortcuts. Distributors and wholesalers can generally be a shortcut. You can think about, just starting a business upright and you have suppliers, you can get a site started faster, but it's not going to work out as well in the long run. So to have a long-term, profitable, sustainable business, keep in mind that you want to work with the right suppliers from the beginning. So who you want to work with is the manufacturers directly, the brands that are on these other websites that you're going to be looking at. And the reason why, of course, is because the profit margins will be higher and they're going to need your help to market. Even the wholesale distributors aren't going to be doing all the marketing work for them. They still need your help. So you are going to be the marketing professional that's going to bring them the customers, and that's what they need. So how to know if a brand dropships? You can actually find the brand and find the product by going to, big e-commerce sites, like let's say Amazon. I've done other videos, you can check this channel for the videos where I show you the best high ticket products for high ticket dropshipping. And you go to Amazon, you find some brands, and you can type the keyword of one of their products into Google and find if there's a niche specific website selling their product that doesn't have any kind of a e-commerce, it doesn't have any kind of a brick and mortar storefront, that they're like their address is their house or a mailbox or some kind of a UPS store shipping address, or they just don't have an address on their website at all. Of course, you can also call the supplier and ask them if they offer dropship dealer accounts, email them, all that stuff. But it's sometimes they might ignore you and stuff like that. So it's better just to find them on a competitor's website. So how to find more dropship-friendly suppliers once you have found that one? Well, just find an e-commerce site that doesn't list a physical storefront that's in your niche, right? If you go out there on Google and you type in your keyword, you find niche-specific e-commerce stores that don't have storefronts, you can pretty much assume that all their brands are dropship friendly, at least mostly dropship friendly. Extract those brands and add them to your spreadsheet. Find their contact info by searching their name in Google, and you can learn more about this process at ecommerceparadise.com. Sign up for my free dropshipping course and get into the academy, guys, because that is where I teach you step by step how to do this. You can pretty much watch over my shoulder as I build a case study store out. Right? All this stuff that I'm telling you to do is true. It's the way it's done. It's the way I've been doing it for years now, and it's super profitable. But if you want to learn exactly how it's done and see it being done in person, you're going to have to sign up for my academy. And get in now while the getting's good, because it's actually super inexpensive to get in there compared to other high-ticket dropshipping programs. And I offer one-on-one coaching with my clients. I don't just send you a course and that's it. So get in, get some coaching, guys, and we'll see you inside. Okay? Take care.